From yesterday in Parliament at 8:30 on Radio 4 Longwave and on digital radio.
10 to 7 now. Researchers at King's College London have found a new way of switching off the gene that causes diseases like Parkinson's. The research has been led by Dr. Joe Bateman at the Institute of Psychiatry there. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Nice, simple layman's terms. How do these things work, these genes?
Well, so the research that we're interested in involves something called mitochondria. And these are like, you can think of them as like tiny batteries inside nerve cells that provide energy. So obviously that's very important in diseases like Parkinson's. And we know that mitochondria, these batteries, are affected and are probably contributing towards Parkinson's disease.
Right. And so you have now found a way to, what, switch them off?
Well, no. So what we've done is we've actually found that these tiny batteries, when they're damaged in these sorts of diseases, actually produce a signal. And this is something we really knew very little about before. And we found a gene that's involved in this signal, involved in this signaling process. And when we switch that gene off, it actually helps in fruit flies, which is the system we're using, in fruit flies with damaged mitochondria and in fruit flies with Parkinson's disease.
Right. You make it sound easy. We switch them off. I mean, I don't suspect that it is easy.
I mean, it's actually one of the reasons for using flies is, apart from they have a brain, and so they have nerve cells in the same way that we do, very similar to humans, but they also have fantastic genetic technology. So people have developed many, many tools in flies where we can really use them almost like a living test tube to switch genes off and to switch genes on. And so it's reasonably easy, surprisingly, to stop mitochondria working specifically in nerve cells in living flies.
What? So you can transfer what you learn from a fruit fly, which is tiny, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely, yeah.
The whole thing is quite amazing. From fruit flies to us.
Well, yeah. So we have the gene that we've identified. Humans have exactly the same gene, and we think it does the same sorts of things. So the knowledge, yes, can be transferred directly to animals and to mammals and to human studies.
So in practical terms, you have somebody with Parkinson's, what do you actually do to him or her?
Well, so we, like I say, all of our work has been done in fruit flies.
Yeah, indeed. But once you sort of develop that technology, how do you then transfer it to a human being? What do you physically do to the human?
So the idea would be, because we have this gene that's involved in this process, we can develop drugs, and that's one of the exciting things, is there are actually already compounds, drugs, that do target the gene that we've identified. And so it's still a long way to go, but it's exciting because there could be potentially could lead to treatments for diseases like Parkinson's.
Fascinating. Good luck with it, Dr. Bateman. Many thanks.
Thank you.
The time is now 7 minutes to 7. Cinema websites struggled to cope yesterday when tickets for the latest Star